right, so the first ever Grammy Awards was in 1958. Many of music's elites, including Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr., Dean Martin, Gene Autry, Johnny Mercer, Henry Mancini, and Andre Previn, gathered for a black tie dinner and awards presentation inside the Grand Ballroom of the Beverly Hilton. And at the same time, other new Academy members were gathering at a function in New York City. Now, this Sunday is the long-anticipated delay due to the pandemic Grammy Awards, airing Sunday at 7 on CBS. It's a full night of competition, but more importantly, great music and entertainment. And as tradition holds, joining us tonight to highlight those nominees, the top choices for Sunday's awards, and the esteemed list of performers is Anthony Curtis, author and contributing editor of Rolling Stone magazine. Anthony, how are you, buddy?
I'm very good. How are you, man?
I am great. You know, I'm always excited. This is probably one of my favorite award shows of the year. But all these shows, award shows, are being delayed and socially distanced. Viewership was already declining over the years for some of these shows. Yeah. But that trend seems to be continuing, don't you think?
Yeah, it is. And it's really a little hard to figure out. I mean, I think, you know, we know with the pandemic, the kind of impact that somebody described, you know, some of the award shows, you know, during the pandemic as being like conference calls.
Yeah.
You know, you're watching like, you're kind of on Zoom. But I think, you know, the Grammys have a new producer, and I think they're really going to make an effort to, you know, liven things up. And, you know, some of the performances will be live. And so, you know, it's a tough call, you know, because this is happening across the board. It's not just music,
right?
With award shows, and you know, I think in a certain way, award shows have gotten swept up into the the complexities of our political culture and our social culture, and you know, people are constantly fighting over them and how relevant they are, and you know, that doesn't really whip up people's enthusiasm to join in and watch the shows and just have fun.
No, you're absolutely right. These culture wars, which continue to plague every show, I have a low tolerance for the political statements that have to be made by musicians, actors, and actresses. You know, you want to do that, do it on Twitter or something else. But the Grammys are kind of an escape. It's a great live, pretty much, concert and a great evening of great music. Like, just keep it to yourself. I mean, first of all, and this is true to any business, you start talking politics, you're going to lose half your audience right off the bat. So, you know, kind of toning that down a little bit, I think anybody across America would like to see happen.
Well, you know, the issues are not exactly like, you know, somebody getting up there and, you know, giving a speech, although, you know, this does happen, and not surprisingly. But I think, you know, certainly if we focus on the Grammys, you know, people, you know, are black artists getting the level of recognition that they deserve? Are women getting the level of recognition that they deserve? And, you know, the Grammys, I mean, are really kind of in a tough spot. I mean, they've already got 84 categories.
Yeah.
You know, but everybody concentrates on the main category, you know, like there's the top four, you know, and so there's been a sense that, hip hop artists, you know, have really never won in the main categories and this kind of stuff. So, you know, look, there's people who are voting. Now, who's voting? You know, that's
right.
Another, you know, set of issues. So once you're kind of knee deep in the weeds and that stuff, you're forgetting about the fact of, you know, who's going to be performing.
It's true.
Yeah. You know, is it going to be exciting or fun or, for example, this year, The Weeknd didn't get any nominations.
Right.
You know, he had what is arguably the album of the year.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He's an artist that not only is really popular, but critics like him. You know, he's credible. His song, Blinding Lights, is like the first song that's been in the top 10 for an entire year. So exactly why didn't he get any nominations?
I know, The Weeknd.
Nobody seems to be able to answer that question.
No, The Weeknd, Luke Combs got zero nobs, Harry Styles was shut out, Post Malone, Maren Morris, you know, kind of underperforming in multiple areas. You just kind of wonder where people's heads are at, you know, based on general public, what we're listening to every day, especially for pop culture, pop music. You just wonder what people are thinking a little bit.
Well, you know, people talk, and the Grammys have been unable to explain this. I mean, that's the thing that's been frustrating. I mean, obviously, I covered this industry. You know, I knew I was going to be talking to you. Mm-hmm. I spent a certain amount of time reading as much stuff, to try to, be as informed as I could be, not just on, who was nominated, but why and, mm-hmm. What the issues are. And I can't come up with an answer about this thing with The Weeknd. Yeah. I mean, it's just completely strange. Yeah. And, I think he's complained, and I think he has a legitimate complaint. Now, I don't think it was racial. I mean, there's certainly plenty of black artists who got nominated. But what is it?
Yeah.
It's confounding. It really is. The guy just played the Super Bowl, and people said that, people complained that
it was mixed.
Well, yeah, it was mixed. That's true.
Wait, that's to say the least. I know. Yeah.
But the sense that people said, the Grammys, which is supposed to be on, whatever it was a month ago or something, would have been like very close to the Super Bowl. And they didn't want that to be conflicting. And that just seems a ridiculous reason. And I can't imagine that the average voter for the Grammys would even think about something like that. I mean, playing the Super Bowl would seem to be more of a reason to be,
to be front and center.
That's a big art, that's a big stage and it's a big honor. And, that's part of, putting forward, what the music industry is supposed to represent. So, I mean, that is something that has been, I don't want to say necessarily a cloud, but like a big question mark over this Grammys. Like, the artist who, really arguably, did he have to get 10 awards? No. But like, should he be represented?
In some way.
I can't imagine anybody making an argument that he shouldn't be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you mentioned how different, obviously this show is going to be. And, it's always so much fun. It's a party. But, you said some live performers, some pre-taped, because obviously we want to have some great glitz and glamour on this. Who's scheduled to perform on Sunday?
Well, there's just a ton of people. Like Dua Lipa is going to perform. Taylor Swift is going to perform. Harry Styles is going to perform. I think there's, we've got Billie Eilish is going to perform.
Lambert.
Who swept the major categories last year,
I remember that.
There's going to be a great lineup of performers. There was, this whole history of creating what were, called Grammy moments, which is short for, you'll watch this, people will watch this on social media, even if they missed it on the broadcast. But I think, there's going to be, I think just a lot of great performances at this show. I think musically, it was a good year for music. And I think musically, the show is going to be, very competitive.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, the four big categories, as we always talk about, are song, record, album, and best new artist. And before we go to break, I want to talk a little bit about song of the year. But what's the difference between album of the year and record of the year? I think that's confusing to some people.
Well, I think the confusion is really more with record of the year and song of the year.
Yeah.
Song of the year goes to the songwriter, and record of the year goes to the performer and the producer.
Gotcha.
So that's that's really the difference. It goes back to when this all started out, which was recorded music was still a very big deal at that time, and you had an actual physical object that you could hold. But those categories have continued. So again, record goes to the the performer and the producer, and song goes to the songwriter.
So let's start with song of the year. We got Beyonce, Black Parade, you got Roddy Ricch, The Box, Taylor Swift, Post Malone, Dua Lipa, Don't Start Now, Billie Eilish, Everything I Wanted, Hers, I Can't Breathe, and then If the World Was Ending. We always talk about who you think will win and maybe who should win. What are your thoughts on this, Anthony?
Well, this is really interesting. Beyonce, who again is a figure that people feel has not been recognized by the Grammys, got 9 nominations this year and released one song, which is Black Parade. I think she's going to win one of these categories. You know, whether she wins Song of the Year or Record of the Year is debatable. I don't think that Billie Eilish is going to win this category because she swept the top categories last year.
Yeah.
And she's, you know, 19 or whatever she is. You know,
not bad.
People think, yeah, okay, she's got enough.
Not too shabby.
So I think in this category, yeah, we also have Cardigan by Taylor Swift in this category. I think I might go with Black Parade in this category.
Okay.
You know, I think it's, you know, Beyonce's trying to make a statement here. It was, you know, a kind of Black Lives Matter statement. Obviously, that's over the past year, which feels like it was 5 years. You know, that was, you know, a very strong issue. And the, you know, the song itself and the video for it, you know, I think spoke pretty eloquently. So I think, you know, she might take Song of the Year.
All right. We're talking to Anthony DeCurtis of Rolling Stone magazine, previewing the 2021 Grammys. And there's more with him next on 720 WGN.
Don't show up. Don't come out.
All right, it's Day Player on 720 WGN. We're talking to Anthony DeCurtis of Rolling Stone magazine, previewing the 63rd annual Grammy Awards. Let's go to Record of the Year. Beyonce again, Black Parade. Black Pumas is Colors. DaBaby featuring Roddy Ricch is Rockstar. Doja Cat, Say So. Billie Eilish again. Dua Lipa, Post Malone. Megan Thee Stallion featuring Beyonce. Where do you think this is going to end up, Anthony?
Well, this is interesting. I mean, in many ways, this category is Beyonce versus Beyonce.
Yeah, it is.
Now, does that double her chances of winning, or does she split her vote? You know?
I think
you know, people are feeling Megan Thee Stallion, and I think Megan Thee Stallion and Beyonce for Savage, I think, is going to walk away with this category. Personally, I think that, like, Don't Start Now by Dua Lipa is, like, a great track.
Yeah, absolutely.
It doesn't quite have the heft of some of these other songs, but, you know, it's a good one. And, you know, I wouldn't mind seeing that one slip in, but I think Megan Thee Stallion and Beyonce are going to take this one.
Album of the Year. What do we have lined up for that?
Well, we've got Chilombo by Jhené Aiko, Black Pumas, Coldplay with Everyday Life, Jacob Collier with Jesse Volume 3, Women in Music Part 3 by Chaim, Future Nostalgia by Dua Lipa, Hollywood's Bleeding by Post Malone, and Folklore by Taylor Swift. And I think Taylor Swift is going to win this category. You know, that again, Taylor Swift, you know, much as, you know, she's been celebrated, you know, has had her feelings injured in the past by the Grammys, as so many seem to have. But I think, you know, I think people liked Folklore, fans liked it, you know, critics liked it. It seemed like a real departure for her. And I think she's going to win for Album of the Year.
But there are so many deserving artists in this category. I mean, it's you know, someone has to rise to the top. But, I mean, this is a pretty good lineup.
Well, you know, look, you know, I mean, Post Malone, like, made a really good record this year. You know, is he going to get recognized in any of the major categories? Like, maybe not, but, you know, and Black Pumas, I mean, I'm glad to see them up here. I like that group a lot. You know, they don't have quite the, you know, the level of recognition that many of these other artists have. But, you know, I think you're right in almost all of these categories. You know, pretty much across the board, they're smart choices. I mean, allowing again, you know, for the fact that, you know, that The Weeknd is missing, it's kind of a strange thing. And, you know, you mentioned Luke Combs, you know, that's not so great either.
Now, one of the things I was going to say is Folklore. If you listen to the whole album, I mean, Taylor Swift's a pretty amazing songwriter. And, you know, it was kind of an album that provided a little more comfort, probably not only for herself, but for other people listening to her album in the wake of what was going on last year.
Well, I think that's right. You know, and I think a number of artists really felt that way with the music that they were making, you know, during the pandemic. You know, obviously many people, you know, the initial impulse was, you know, let me put this off, you know, we'll wait a couple of months, we'll see. But, I think when people understood how long this was going to go on, and especially that period where, you know, we didn't know when things were going to really turn around.
That's true.
You know, I think putting something out and putting something out that, you know, it just, I don't know. You know, if you think of music as a community, which, you know, we've spent a lot of time this evening, you know, talking about things that people are fighting about. Mm-hmm. But if you still think of the music industry as a community, you know, putting out records for your fans during tough times is a real way to sort of, you know, bind that community together. And I think, you know, that's what Taylor did with Folklore and then Evermore. You know, it meant something.
It did. And Best New Artist is the last big category. A lot of new music, obviously, that got introduced last year as well.
Yeah, we've got a very interesting lineup here. Megan Thee Stallion again. Kai Granada, Doja Cat, D-Smoke, Noah Cyrus, Chica, Phoebe Bridgers, and Ingrid Andress. I think the main categories here are, or the main artists here are Megan Thee Stallion and Phoebe Bridgers. Mm-hmm. I mean, Phoebe Bridgers is not as well known as, you know, some of the others, but, you know, she's been coming on very strong. There's a bunch of big stories out about her right now. She's capturing people's imaginations. You know, she did, you know, I mean, her, yeah, you know, controversial and a little silly guitar smashing thing on Saturday Night Live, right, you know, a few weeks back. But, you know, she made a smart record and a good one. And I think she's going to win this category.
We'll find out on Sunday. Catch Anthony DeCurtis in Rolling Stone magazine. And again, the Grammys are on Sunday night at 7. Big concert on CBS. Always a pleasure. And maybe we'll talk offline and see how we did.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, Anthony. Thanks, buddy.
A little scary to think about, but yeah. I'm brave enough to do it.
Yeah, excellent. Thanks again, pal.